You're listening to the 6:45 local news.
A grizzly seen on Lawrence Avenue today, or at 6:45 this morning. The bodies of three small children, ages 4, 5, and 6, were found brutally murdered. Investigators were baffled to find the bodies sitting in an upright position at a bus stop shelter with their eyes removed from their skulls. There are no suspects at this time, and no weapons or DNA have been uncovered. The surviving single mother of the three children could not be reached for comment.
There's a woman cooking breakfast for her children who have passed, though she is all alone. She is home. She is home. At 6:45, well, she sits and stares at photographs and screaming in her head, "Why won't you answer me?" Oh, she said. Oh, she said. Then she walks to the store. Like a drugged up beaten whore, sees a man down the aisle, give a friendly nod and smile. Would you like to go to the movies on Friday night? Round 6:45. They meet up at Lawrence Cinema just in time for the show, and it goes very well. They go home, back to his home. And all through the night, they are gripped in throes of passion, and the grief just fades away, and they fall asleep. But she wakes in the night, struggles to find the light, and she sees in a drawer something she'd seen many times before. And she gasps and she cries to see a jar of her children's eyes. This was the man who had killed them all along. Now she could right the wrong.
Local news. We bring you a follow-up to the story of three dead children found on Lawrence Avenue. The body of a man now believed to be the killer due to evidence found at the scene was found murdered in his apartment this morning. Once again, the mother of the dead children could not be reached for comment.
You're listening to 6:45 Local News.
Yeah.